feeling in your relationships that maybe people are saying all the right things, but deep down inside, they really are enjoying watching you struggle?
Yeah, I feel that all the time. And it's most people I work with.
Yeah, I think Katie's the one that I feel the most about.
No. This is just in general. This is just in general.
But for me, it is.
You know, never apologizing is one of the biggest signs that people are not rooting for you. Me!
You never apologize.
That's not true.
Ever.
I have apologized when I mean it.
Which I think in 18 years has been like 2 times.
Yep. Well, that's what I meant it.
I don't think you've ever apologized to me in history.
Have you ever apologized to me?
Who, me? Oh, Jason.
I think I have.
I don't think so.
I say my bad.
That's not the same.
Pretty close.
No, that's not the same. That's not apologizing. Yeah. Is that apologizing in your book if he's like, my bad?
No, it's very dismissive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's just kind of like, of course, I'll just take it. Yeah. You know?
It's his, I think, his way of apologizing, but it's not a normal apology.
Yeah. It's not a normal apology.
My bust.
And I do apologize when I mean it. I apologize to Ben a lot. Because, you know, like
But you think in 18 years you haven't had more than 2 missteps?
No, not with you.
Oh, my gosh.
Not with Jared.
That's BS. Yeah.
Nope, not with Jared.
I've apologized probably 18 times this month.
Yeah, but I also think you're an overuser of the apology.
Yeah, that's
true. I think you'll overuse it just to put it underneath.
If I sense that your mood is off and I had something to do with it, I feel like I should apologize.
Well, sure. Yeah. I think those are the times that I have apologized to you is when it's like,
oh, my mood's been off more than twice in 18
years. Okay, well, that's not my fault.
It's not my fault either when yours is off.
It's not my fault.
Am I crazy?
No, but you're saying that if you had something to do with it.
Yeah, like maybe
I had something to do with your mood being off, I would apologize, but it ain't my doing.
You make people's moods off all the time.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
How many times did you apologize to Hugs?
Zero?
And you
probably.
You were pretty rough on him towards the end.
I mean,
which,
I guess.
Not saying he didn't deserve it.
We all were rough. Like, let's not forget.
I didn't say I wasn't.
I didn't say I wasn't. If anybody's who's the hardest on him at this point, it's Matt.
Yeah.
Matt openly is like, don't come in this building.
I absolutely was. Because, like, for y'all, it kind of stopped off the air. Like, I doubled down off the air.
Yeah, you did.
I was meaner to him off the air than on the air.
And I was nicer to him off the air than I was on the air because it was all for jokes and giggles.
Mm-hmm.
And then off the air, I was nicer.
And it was funny because I would be mean. And he would like, ha, 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 I think I'm joking. And I'm like, I'm not joking. And he would read that as, he's joking.
And by the way, off the air, I don't think you were any nicer. You didn't even go to his, and this is, by the way, a coworker that was an intern type thing.
Yes.
You didn't even go to his wedding shower.
No, his baby shower. And that's because Matt didn't either.
Matt doubles down. You said off the air you were nicer to him.
I was. I also had plans. This is how it really went down. That I already had plans and I had already RSVP'd no. Then something changed at the last minute and it was like, are you going to go? Well, no, I'm not. But I already sent a present. So it was like, that's what it was. You know what I mean?
To be clear, like, it wasn't like you had to have an invitation. It was just sitting down in his living room.
Well, no, it was. There was an invitation. It was like the whole thing.
Yeah, but it's not like all of a sudden, like, oh, we need an extra space. It was literally hanging in his living room and his deck.
Okay.
Well, I'm not saying we wanted to be there.
Yeah, whatever it turned out to be, it's not like I was just like, nope. I literally had
other plans, and then they fell through,
and then I had already sent a present. It was like, okay.
Yeah.
But it makes it, the way we make everything into a big deal, and it's like, oh, you were the meanest. That's really how it all went down.
No, Matt, because at least Katie gave him a present. I gave him nothing.
Really?
No.
He's doubling down now.
Yeah, Matt was the meanest off the air. I think you had to deal with him more.
Yes.
Yeah.
He actively made my job more difficult.
Okay, I can see that.
There's very few people in my life that I've worked with that continued to have a job that continued to cause more people to have to do more work.
Yeah. That's true. That's no fun.
Hugs, he doesn't even work here anymore.
And he left on his own accord.
Yeah, that's true.
Hugs, we love you, but man, that was some crazy times.
I saw him post the other day. It was like, if anybody has any leads on.
I saw this.
What was it?
Vending machine.
He doesn't want the lead on the vending machine. He wants the lead on the location that needs a vending machine.
Right. I guess he's selling vending machines.
I guess he's
sitting on a surplus of vending machines he's trying to find homes for.
It was just so random. And I'm like, there's Hugs.
I opened my closet. It has an extra vending machine.
Right. And then finally, very quickly, one more sign that somebody might be enjoying your struggles. They cannot empathize with you at all. And empathy
is feeling
what it must feel like for the other person.
That's very difficult.
Putting yourself in their shoes.
Yeah.
Not just feeling sorry for, like, oh God, sorry that happened to you. And then you go along with your day. Empathizing is really imagining what it must feel like.
I'm a bad empathizer.
And also
that.
Yeah.
What?
About whatever you just said.
You almost said emphasizer.
Whatever that is.
Yeah. Synthesizer with a
synthesizer.
Yeah. Yeah. You would make a horrible instrument. Yes.
Yeah. So sometimes I'll look at what somebody's saying.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times, Katie.
Yeah,
and
I'm
I'll be
aware.
Like, okay, yep. I'm sorry that happened, but deep down inside, I'm like, what is the problem? Mm-hmm. I mean, just suck it up.
Jason cannot, no matter what it is, who it is, where it is, what it's about, until it happens to him, he does not care.
And then even when it does, even when it does happen to him, like a separation, I'm trying to explain. He's like, well, no, but this is different.
This is different.
Like, mm-hmm. Dude, I know.
Yeah.
I've been there. Mm-hmm. But I did tell Jason 10 different things. I said, you and Carol hook up again. The hell we will. Like, y'all just hook up. We'll never talk again. I'll never hold hands. We'll never kiss. Not that you didn't want to. You just said it will
never.
No. I said, y'all get back together. No, we won't. I said, y'all will have at least a dating period. I don't know about actually getting. Y'all will have a time where you're going to figure. No, we won't.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
And it happened a lot faster than I thought.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I only know it from experience.
Yeah.
I wouldn't. If I didn't have the experience, I wouldn't know that.
I mean, for mine, my experiences with Jason, they're all work related, so they're not nearly as entertaining.
Yeah.
But every time I'm like, this son of a bitch does not understand. Like, until it happens to you, you're just like, whatever.
Yeah,
and then when it happens to you, you're like, this is the biggest deal. Nobody has ever in the history of the world gone through this before. You cannot know. Mine is so much worse than yours.
Yeah, you're right.
That was a good impression.
Okay.
That's probably true. Yeah. I'll admit that.
Like, I remember I went through that exact same thing.
You're like,
it's like, yeah, but this one's different.
Yeah, but mine's more important.
It was just the other day, and not piling on. The other day.
All right.
Katie was showing empathy to you. Oh, it's about something that with work or with something.
She did not show empathy.
Yes,
no, she did.
She
was more like, I told you so.
See, you don't even know what empathy is.
I know what it was.
You were like, I told you so. Yep, we've gone through this.
I did not say I told you so. I did not.
No, basically. Katie was like, I've been through the exact same thing. You're like, no, but yours was different.
Yes.
And it was slightly
different.
It was
different.
Would have been better to be like, yeah, you have been through that too.
Yeah.
No, because it was different.
It wasn't.
It could be the slightest thing. It's still different.
I know, but it kind of like.
I think it was different because it involved a different person. That was it.
It's like exact same situation.
Well, that's why I think, though, over time, you're talking about relationships that I will never. I almost agree, which I never agreed before, with a waiting period for divorce. I never agreed with that. I always used to say, why do we have to do this for so long? Why can't we? But actually, in fairness, it actually did keep us together, because if we just ran out and got divorced immediately, we'd probably be like, it's over with. Mm-hmm. It's done with. We're going our separate ways. But since time tends to heal a lot, not everything, but it does tend to heal a lot. Like you said, Jared, he goes, no, this time it's so bad. But after several months, well, was it so bad? And you start remembering all the good things.
Yeah.
You have good moments in that time, or
because
the reflection.
And immediately both people say, we've never had anything good.
We did. Mm-hmm. And to be fair, with that on again, off again relationship, we had some really, really good times, but the bad times were really rough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but then again, we kept going back because we had the good times.
Mm-hmm. And it won't be as rough in the future for you. In a few months, you'd be like,
That's what I say to him a lot.
I'll be comatose on some sort of medication, and I say, I don't feel anything.
You know what? Sometimes that's what it takes. Just for a little bit.
I'm currently raw dogging life right now.
Oh, well.
Because the anxiety medicine I got on it, I felt like I was more anxious.
I think you need to just find the one that works for you.
Is it because the side effects, or is it because...
No, I just felt like it wasn't helping at all.
It takes several weeks to kick
in. I was on it for 6 or 7 weeks. I didn't feel any different. Mm-hmm. If anything, I felt more anxious. And I got off it, I felt less anxious.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's a good mix for me. Yeah, yeah.
But so there could be one out there that is, you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fentanyl? No.
I don't know.
Try it.
A lot of it.
Let's see how it goes.
On the air. See what happens.
Okay.
Propofol, I heard, is good.
Propofol, yes. It worked well for Michael Jackson.
Just kidding.
We're joking.
Just kidding.